IFPRI Policy Seminar, Sustainable Food Security and Climate Change, Post-Bonn and Pre-Rio, a conversation about where we are and where we are headed. Thursday, May 31st, 2012, in Washington, D.C. Opening remarks, Gerald Nelson, Senior Research Fellow in the Environment and Production Technology Division at IFPRI.
The weather's nice outside, but the weather internationally is not good. There are short-term financial clouds on the horizon. You know, the U.S. economy is not recovering very fast, and this fiscal cliff looms at the end of the year after the November election. If you've been reading the news recently, economic growth in India and China and Brazil, all of these countries' economic growth has slowed. Many European countries have slipped back into recession. Greece may leave the euro, Spain may not be far behind, and in fact the whole euro system is under some substantial threat. And there are major elections between now and the end of the year in the United States and Europe that could change dramatically the direction of economic policy. So that's all in the short term. But it isn't like the long-term challenges that we face have gone away in the meantime. Climate change in particular, which will be the main focus of this discussion, is increasingly evident in its effects. And evidence and effects in agriculture with various outcomes around the world. We've had the two price spikes already in the first decade of the 2000s, at least some of which can be attributed to effects of weather. Last year was the hottest year on record, and CO2 emissions reached a new record last year as well. The Corn Belt, which is where I came from before I was here, started off by having good rains, but now a new term I'd never heard before was flash droughts are occurring in the Midwest, and high temperatures and heat are potential threats to the U.S. agricultural production system this year. So climate change is still a challenge for us, and it'll continue to be a challenge going forward. The negotiations that we have ongoing on climate change, the most recent event recently ended, the Bonn mid-year negotiations that follow the Durban meetings in December of last year and precede the Doha meeting this year have just finished. And Bill Hohenstein, who is the director of USDA's Global Climate Change Program, was there for the entire 2 weeks and was involved in negotiations. We'll say some words about the highlights or maybe the lowlights of what happened in the talks on agriculture during this time. And I thought he might have a few words to say about whether climate change will figure at all in the Rio discussions, but he says he's not going to say too much about that. David Waskow, who is the other person who I keep looking to see whether he's walking in the building, is the manager of Oxfam America's climate change program. And he will say a few words also about where the climate change negotiations stand from his perspective, and perhaps a bit also about what's going to happen in Rio, especially with regard to the SDGs, a term that I didn't even understand about 3 weeks ago. And so in case David doesn't, I'll remind him to spell out that acronym for us. And something about the UNFCC negotiations. And then after that, I'll say a few words about a third related activity. The report on food security and climate change that is prepared by the HLPE, that's the high-level panel of experts of the UN's CFS, which is the Committee on Food Security, will hopefully be released in late June or early July. And I'm leading the writing team for the report, and so I'll have a few remarks to say on the process. All of these things will, what I've said so far, should take place fairly quickly because we want to open it up for questions and answers between the audience and the people in the front, and for that matter, between members of the audience. So I still don't see David walking into the building, but I think we'll let Bill go ahead and say a few words. Oh, here he comes right now. Perfect timing. So Bill, the floor is yours.